You had a weekend, some of you. I had a weekend, too. It was a pretty good weekend. It was long-ish. Not long enough. It's never long enough. It could be long enough if it was, like, a thousand-year weekend. I'd probably, at some point, there get kinda sick of the whole experience. No, I don't think I would. I think that'd be pretty okay with me. I think that would be pretty okay. I thought once that I was on the weekend that lasted a thousand years, but it turns out it was just like a Wednesday afternoon, and I had hit my head on something, so that doesn't entirely count. I think at that point,
you have to discount what your voices are saying, because if you don't, you never know who to trust, and if you can't trust those voices, which you can't,
who can you trust? Not your cat. Not your cat. Your cat will eat you the second you stop moving, so you have to keep moving, go everywhere. Be, like, always doing something and picking things up and moving them around to other places and putting them down again, and then cooking things on flame, and then trying to cook things without flame, which isn't really, I mean, you can do it. It's hard to call it cooking because of the whole, like, definition thing. Because if you define cooking as applying heat, it's extremely difficult to come up with that heat without some form of flame. I guess there are, like, microwaves, which are not really flame. But conceptually speaking, they're kind of like flame. So you have to give them their space or they'll come after you. Because they're microwaves. And they've got little tiny knives. That's how they do it. Is with those little tiny knives. They come after you and they say, ha ha ha. And then your shins are gone. And what are you going to do? Well, you eat your shins now. Because they're not gone. They're just been microwaved. And now they're like juicy shin roasts. I don't think really there's enough on a shin to roast. So I'm just going to leave that one behind me as I move on. Armies of turtle robots. Armies of turtle robots. Do you watch TV? Don't really watch TV. We have DV discs, which give us a sort of TV, but it's usually TV everyone else has seen, but there's no, like, commercials, and if we want to watch the next episode, we usually can right then, and then the next one, and the next one. That's sort of like a little bit like TV, except then whenever we actually see TV, we've never seen the commercials before, and they are entrancing, because they do things on these. Did you see them? Did you see the, there's like this guy, and he like leans over and waves, and it's like, wow. They didn't used to do it quite like that, and so you get stuck, and you can't turn away, and you just have to stare all helpless and, you know, stringy-like at the TV, which is telling you that you should really not do that. You should go out and you should throw a frisbee, because everybody likes frisbee. Whammo says so, and if you can't trust Whammo, then you have to trust the voices, and the voices never gave you a frisbee. They might have told you it was a frisbee, but it wasn't a frisbee at all. So what are you going to do about that? Huh? Do something. that came over the hill in a wide skirmishing line, ready for anything, weapons leveled, just in case. But all that was on the other side were ice cream shops. It was a valley of ice cream shops of all colors and sizes and shapes, and I don't think they actually had, you know, ice cream, but I don't think you actually have to have ice cream to technically be an ice cream shop. I think perhaps you either have to have had ice cream in the past or intention of ice cream in the future, but I don't think at that very moment the defining point of an ice cream shop is in fact actually ice cream. I think maybe it's in fact ice cream and accoutrement, which would be, you know, scoops and little paper hats. I guess bowls or something to put ice cream in, but you can't really go by bowls because it could be a bowl shop or a soup line or even like a haberdashery that placed an order by mistake. You know, they typed bowlers, they thought, but they only got as far as bowl before hitting enter. And then, you know, what are they going to do? There's no returns. They got a shop full of bowls. They just have to, you know, pretend like they meant that and have, this is our new bowl section over here where the bowlers used to be. We don't carry bowlers anymore. Can I interest you in a Stetson, perhaps, or some ice cream? And they came in for a bowler, but usually if they get like a really good deal on a Stetson full of ice cream, they're pretty happy most of the time. Most people will walk away from that and think, you know, at least I got a Stetson full of ice cream. And they won't walk away thinking, I hate you and all you stand for, Lizard Queen. So that's how that goes. That is, in fact, how you have to do it if you want to stay in business. Don't you? Do you want to? Do you want? I don't, really. I thought I did, but now I'm on stilts, and the stilts say, it's okay up here, it's warm and safe up here from the ground lizards, and when the turtle robots come over their hill in a skirmishing line, weapons drawn, they won't see me up here, because I'm on stilts, and when you're on stilts, you're like a breeze, you're like the wind, which is also up on stilts, wind stilts, stilty wind, not Stetson, which is a kind of cheese, but Stetson's, which is a kind of hat made for holding ice cream. So when you've got a cat full of ice cream wearing a hat full of ice cream, yeah, I don't know what you do then. I guess you just have to, you know, go with it, just let it flow, man. Just be there in the moment and accept that what you have is what you were meant to have on some level. Or if you don't believe in such things, then what you have is what you have to work with. So there's no real use thinking about, you know, coulda beens or maybe might be's in the future. Because at the moment, cat full of ice cream, hat full of ice cream. And that's why we love you. I'm sitting in a chair. I'm sitting in a chair in a room with those tables next to the chair and a glass table in front of the chair. The tables next to the chair are basalt. I'm sitting in this chair. It's a comfy chair. There's a sofa and all the windows are stained glass, and there's an opening to the next room, and I can't quite see it. A little bit, there's like a rug. There's a rug in here, and there's a rug out there, but it's not the same rug. There's two of them, and lamps in between us. Lamps here, lamps there, and there's this rug, and the light is coming through the stained glass windows. There's a fireplace. There's a fire in it, which is the best place for it. There's another chair across the room. It's the same kind of chair. It's facing me. I'm not on this chair at all, and this rug isn't here, and the two basalt tables aren't made of basalt, and they're not tables in the glass table. I can see through it, but it's not really there, and I can't see through it. There's a rug underneath it, and I can't see that either. I'm not on it. The chair's not on it. That the fire isn't in the fireplace, even though that's the best place for a fire to be. But there is no fireplace, and there's no other room and no other rug, and I don't even know how I'm here or in this chair, because I'm not in this chair, and this chair is not here, and I can see candles, and I can see on the wall in the other room is sort of a velvety texture, but I can't see the velvet because there's no velvet. It's not on the wall because the wall isn't there. It's in the other room, but that other room I can see into, but that room isn't there. But I'm in this chair, and I think the chair is kind of the same color as that velvet, but the pattern is entirely different. But there is no pattern on the chair or on the wall, and there's no velvet on that wall to hold the pattern there if there was. And there's these decorative iron, wrought iron filigrees, and they're not, and the glass isn't stained in the windows, because the windows don't go through walls. You can't see outside because of the glass, and because there isn't an outside to see. But I'm in the room, and the room holds outside away from inside the room, but there's no outside, there's no in the room, there's no inside the room. There's only this and me in the chair and the sofa and the fireplace and the things, and it's not at all what it looks like. How could it be? Because there isn't a chair there at all, and the cushions aren't on it, and I'm not on the cushions, and it's a little confusing. club and crazy things going on right now out there in the world. It's all gone a little bit nutsoid. That's the best thing I can call it, is just full bore gonzo nutsoid whack job crazy monkeys. Now, I don't want to tell you who to vote for. Yeah, I do, but I'm not gonna tell you who to vote for. I'm not gonna tell you what to think. Just, I want you to promise me something that you'll think, and that you'll remember that you are never safe, ever. Nothing is ever safe. None of us are getting out of this alive. So I give up everything that is truly good about us for the illusion of safety, the illusion that somehow we can come out the other end and win. Because we can't. You can't make the world ignore you. It's not going to. And when it does notice you, you're going to end. And there's nothing anybody can do to protect you from that. So stop trying. I'm not saying, like, go out and drink gasoline and then jump into furnaces, because that would just be silly. But don't make yourself bad for the purpose of making yourself safe. Because you'll never be safe. But you will be bad. And everything around you will get worse. And then everyone else will become bad. And there will be no good. And you'll still die. It's not worth it. It's just not worth that at all. It's worth a little bit of fighting to make sure that it doesn't happen for at least a little bit longer. Because if enough people keep it from happening, keep everything from becoming bad for just a little bit, that's all you have to do, is just a little bit, and then the next person, a little bit, and we can just keep fighting, and then things won't get bad. People will still die. We won't make it. But in the meantime, great things will happen. Great people will do them. And none of those people will have been safe. Oh. on the other hand, we're not done yet. Nobody's done yet. I myself haven't finished a great many things. None of them are done yet. I bet you aren't done yet either. So let's get a couple of those done pretty soon. Is that cool? Is that alright? Is that cool? I think it's pretty cool. It's not cool like driving really fast on a dark road and getting knocked off of it by greasers and then coming back as like a cyber ghost in a really fancy car to kill them all one by one. That's much, much cooler. And you get that jumpsuit with like braces and tubes and your car heals from being all battered. So you should probably, you know, try to emulate that as much as possible. Because if you're not the guy, then you're one of the greasers and they all die. And I think they all die. It's been a long time, really. So it's maybe some of them live to regret the error. They all live to regret the error of the ways, but maybe some of them live regretting and continue regretting for a while. And, you know, not regretting being killed by the guy with the tubes. Because that's good. Not to be killed by the guy with the tubes. The guy with the tubes is ruthless. And so you want to be the ruthless guy with the tubes if you possibly can. I mean, I know there only gets to be one, so there might be some fight to get there. But, you know, what are you going to lose? It's worth the effort, I guess, to get in there and really get your tube on, so to speak. So, if you do that, let me know how it goes, because I feel like a natural food. And you should feel that way too, by only eating tubes. Those are only tubes coming over the hill in a skirmish line robot turtles. Because they've seen the lay of the land. And they don't like the looks of it. Beep is to beep is to beep.